These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
He's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
They got it. Oh!
147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbals. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Aldershot. Thanks to Aldershot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping here on Chosen Generation Radio. Well, big election coming up next Tuesday. So I really want to encourage you to exercise your voice, exercise your right within our country. There's a quotation of a question that was asked after the Continental Congress had met and formed the Constitution of these United States of America, and they had voted in the process, and a question was asked, do we have a republic or a democracy? And Benjamin Franklin is quoted as having said, a republic if you can keep it. And I encourage you, by the way, if you have not, and I hope that you will consider it, but there's three books that I have here in my hand. There's a fourth book, which is Setting Brush Fires of Freedom, of Liberty, that Don Jans is going to add to this. And if you make a donation today of $75 or more at paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, you'll get these books plus one, four books, plus a Chosen Generation Radio coffee mug to join me each and every morning with your cup of coffee and a Chosen Generation coffee cup, and you can begin to spread the word about ChosenGenerationRadio.com. But paypal.me/PastorGreg, Cash App is $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or Venmo at PastorGregCGR, at PastorGregCGR. And, you know, this book is Goodbye Constitution Freedom America. It is a story that is, you know, kind of taking, well, it's how should we say? It's a fictional story about what might happen if our country continued to head in the direction. The situations the main characters oppose are happening this very day. The storyline will keep you intrigued as you live through the trials and triumphs of these people. You'll be able to relate to this reality just like the characters. You'll recognize yourself in some of the situations, although you may or may not understand from where the idea developed. A very cool book. Road to Tyranny, Individualism versus Collectivism. It tells the story through the eyes of a collectivist who changes their perspective on what that looks like. The story of the United States of America is a fascinating and captivating story. There's nothing like it in history. It began with people seeking different things. Those early settlers in Jamestown were seeking fortune. The pilgrims that landed at Plymouth were seeking the right to worship God freely. Others came later seeking the same things, different things, or escaping from some hardship life had bestowed upon them. And it goes on to talk about individualism and collectivism, tyranny or freedom, planned transformation, American individualism, and so on. Then you've got this one, which is republic or democracy, and that's what I just talked about. Are we a republic or are we a democracy? A republic has laws. A republic has absolutes, sets of laws. And those sets of laws determine, irrespective of the crowd and of the influence, the republic has principles. And those guiding principles determine the direction of that nation. That's really what our Constitution is about. Our Bill of Rights is about. It's about principles. It's about keeping us, keeping a rudder in the water and keeping our ship headed in the right direction so that it doesn't veer too far off course. But it's a large boat that affords the opportunity for every person on that ship to be able to have life, liberty, and an opportunity to pursue happiness. Now, yes, there are guidelines and moral guidelines and for a purpose. And this destruction of our children's conscience goes against all of that. And it's interesting to note, as I think George Farrell mentioned it, but I had another guest that mentioned it as well, but you have, you know, members of the LGBTQ community that are coming out and saying, hey, wait just a minute. This is not the deal. This is a bridge too far. Understanding that, again, individuals have rights to make choices about what activities they're going to engage in. But when the struggle for the right to those activities and the legalization of those activities, when it dawns on them, the impact on the innocent, this is about personal responsibility. This is about dropping the pebble into a still water, the lake or what have you, and dropping that pebble in and seeing the ripple effect that takes place, and how you can drop a pebble in on one end of the lake and have unintended consequences on the far end of the lake. And it's important to understand then that balance. And many in that community are beginning to grasp what it is that they have been pushing and fighting and supposedly going for, and realizing that in fact their pressure and their push is destroying the very liberties that they thought that they were enjoying. Again, you know, we don't necessarily have to, we don't need to codify who you decide to be attracted to. But when we have codified it now, and we have put it into law, now we have this path, this doorway, this opening. And those with certain intent are going to take it and push it upon our children. And, you know, one of the roles, and this comes from an organization that I haven't brought up in probably quite a long time, should have. Haven't. It's called the Fatherhood Commission. And I remember having them on my show many, many moons ago. It's been a while. I'm trying to remember who I had on the program. But at any rate, someone from the Fatherhood Commission was on. I guess it was Jeff Kemp. Yeah, I think it was Jeff Kemp. I've had one of the Kendrick brothers as well, but I think it was Jeff Kemp was who I specifically had from there that came on the program. But role number two of fatherhood is a strong protector. Jesus said we should pray to the Father to deliver us from evil. Matthew 2:13 says God wakes up Joseph and says, get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him. A father is a strong protector. He protects what is priceless to him. Think about it. And then it goes on to talk about football teams and nations fall if they don't have a national defense. The point is the father's the head of the Department of Defense for his family. Physically, we're to protect our kids from physical harm. Research shows that human trafficking is connected to fatherlessness. The majority of those in the porn industry have come from fatherless homes. We know from scripture that Job got down on his knees and interceded on behalf of his children, and it's recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke that a man whose son was demon-possessed came up to Jesus, knelt down, and interceded, begging Jesus to deliver his son from a demon. You know what? Listen, I can talk to you about that. For those of you who follow me, you know this. I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat when our vehicle impacted a truck that had pulled across the highway in front of us at 55 miles an hour to become the airbag and the human shield to protect my daughter Jackie and save her life. To take on the impact of tools coming through the windshield that would surely have killed her. And I impacted the steering wheel, but I blocked the airbag. I blocked all of what might have ended her life, and she is alive and well today, and I thank God for that. And I would do that for any one of my children, and they know that. But that is the role of dad. That's one of the roles of dad, a strong protector, a loving leader, a faithful provider, a willing helper, a truth teacher, a hopeful encourager, a compassionate friend. And of course, those are stages that we go through as well. As our children progress in age, our role changes. Fatherhood is part of what we're involved in. And I'm going to connect the dots for you relative to ideology, because ideology is a big role or a big part of this election that we're engaged in right now. And I'll tell you how right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So I was talking about the connection between fatherhood, the ideology, and the election that we're in, and the idea of the family and why this election is about family. This election is about family, and it is about values, and it's about whose values are we going to vote in favor of. And I'll give you an example, and there's a very dangerous bill. It's H.R. 5 is the bill, and it is entitled the Equality Act. It was passed by the House. It is sitting in the Senate. They are pushing very hard on senators after this election is over. They are trying to get together 60 senators in order to try to make this happen. There are a number of senators that have not come out and voiced their opinions on this, thus leaving the door open potentially for that. And the left sees this as their greatest opportunity, in fact, is before, because they do think that there's a very strong possibility there's going to be this red wave that's going to take place. And that would be the end. There's no chance that this kind of bill would be pushed through. But it is on the brink of being pushed through, and you need to write down the number 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. And you need to tell every person in your sphere of influence, in particular places like Louisiana, Arizona, Arkansas, Tennessee, the Carolinas, North and South Carolina, Florida, Texas seems to be fairly safe, Utah, places like that, the senators in those states, Kentucky, senators in those states need to be contacted immediately by their constituents and told, vote no on H.R. 5. Vote no on H.R. 5. And why? Because H.R. 5 is all about pushing the LGBTQ agenda. Item number 11 says, individuals who are LGBTQ or perceived to be LGBTQ have been subjected to a history and pattern of persistent, widespread, and pervasive discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, and gender identity by the private sector, federal, state, and local government actors. It's not prejudicial when the studies come out and show that individuals in that lifestyle have higher risks of health challenges and health issues that impact not only their community, but the communities in which they live. Those are realities. Those are just facts. It is not a prejudicial statement to suggest that in some of the neighborhoods, and this was one of the big deals about Stonewall, you had individuals that were engaged in this LGBTQ and this homosexual and this sodomite lifestyle that were following no rules whatsoever. They were having orgies out in public in the park. There were drugs and drug paraphernalia in the tan bark where the kids had played. And parents were finding all of this kind of stuff the night after or the morning after. Parents were literally abandoning a neighborhood because it was overrun by this kind of bad and poor behavior. Now, if that kind of behavior got cleaned up and individuals kept what they did in their home, that's one thing. But again, the lifestyle that is associated in this community has been shown over and over and over again that there are issues that impact the pebble, as I talked about, dropped into the water and the consequences of the ripples of that. And it is the right of a landlord or of those individuals to decide whether or not they believe that this is going to be a problem. They can give it a try and see if it works out, but if it doesn't work out, they own the property. They have a right to say, hey, you know what? This isn't working out. I'm sorry, but no, this isn't working out. And a self-correction of the community would make a big difference. But more importantly, we should focus on the destruction that this is of the family and ultimately of the individual as well. And at the end of the day, the failure here is the failure of Christians and believers to give the message of the good news. How do you get set free from the sexual addiction? Through an acceptance of Jesus Christ. That's the answer.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code, and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. You can find him at getliberty.org, getliberty.org, also at limitgov.com, limitgov.com. Rick, welcome. Good to have you with me.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun, and let's get down to it. What do we want to talk about today? What's on the agenda?
I was explaining to people in the last half hour about, you know, family and father and the role of dad and how important the role of dad is, and how the role of a father has been attacked, and then talking about, you know, this agenda, which really is an ideological agenda, the push for the LGBTQ. And I didn't get, you know, far enough into this that to understand or to bring to people's attention their goal. And one of the goals that is involved in this, folks, is pushing this continued pornographic perversion on children, and they're going to use the LGBTQ agenda to do that, Rick. And this is an ideology. If you are a traditional family-minded or family-oriented person and you understand the value of a mom and a dad and the value of that to the basis of our culture and God, which I think is critical, there's only one way to vote in this election.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. The, it's just, you know, there's so many examples I could give, but, let me just take a really, really simple one. Who would have thought that, you know, remember libraries, they used to be all concerned about book, you know, book banning and the like. And now the left wants to ban books and it, because, you know, Mark Twain is, just, you just can't have Huckleberry Finn and read it. It's a bad book. So they want to ban books. They want to ban classics and literature, out of the library, but they want to have, you know, story hour, cross-dressing story hour, where they have people who are, you know, dressed, men dressed as women providing instruction and reading books that encourage people to be men dressing as women. And it's they're not content with going after adults. They want, you know, people who are 8, 9, 10, 11 years old in there. They want little kids in there being exposed to this.
Let me just real quick, I'm going to add to that and then throw it right back to you. But these are the names of some of the graphic school books. Gender Queer, the gender book, All Boys Aren't Blue, It's Perfectly Normal, Queer and Trans Identities, They Them Pronouns, The Glass Castle, The Bluest Eye, The Other Boy, Sex Is a Funny Word, Toni Morris, I can't read this, it's too small. Fun House, The Hate You Give, Melissa in Rainbows, Rick in Rainbows, and This Is Gay, Juno Dawson. Folks, these are, you know, these are the kinds of books. They're graphic language, graphic images, and they're pornographic, and in many instances, Gender Queer, a memoir. In many instances, these books, if they were handed to these children out in front on the street, on the sidewalk, would be considered age inappropriate, and the person handing the book to the child would be arrested. Rick, back to you.
No, that's exactly right. But they're sanctioned by the schools, and in some cases, and not all, but in some cases, it's a direct result of U.S. Department of Education policies, which dictate that, at least encourage that there be quote unquote inclusion of this kind of material. Meanwhile, you can't have actual history books. And things that, any book that, that doesn't bow to the, left-wing agenda, detailing our history, they can't be presented in school libraries. You know, those are racist and those are, terrible. So, you know, essentially the agenda is the destruction of the entire family structure. The agenda is, and I'll give you one piece of legislation that it isn't HR 5, which you've talked about, but I'll give you one piece of legislation that did that. In the Build Back Better bill, one of the things they did was they were providing full funding for schooling down to the age of 2. Why do they want schooling down to the age of 2? Because they want kids out of their parents' sphere of influence. That's why. Because that's ultimately, they haven't totally successfully changed culture by having kids in their sphere of influence from the age of 5 to 18 or beyond. And so they want kids at their most formative age where their brains are still, you know, absorbing information rapidly. They want to have those kids more than their parents have them. Because the objective is not education, it's indoctrination, and this is part of that. And it's just a complete destruction of the family unit and any sense that anybody but the government should be raising children. And it's dangerous. And quite honestly, it has to be opposed. In this election, the Biden administration is pushing through a regulation on Title IX of the U.S. Code that we think of that as being, creating women's sports and the like, which it does. But they're expanding it to include transgenders and the like. And it is going to dictate to schools, to your school, no matter what your school board says, that they have to be pushing a transgender ideology. If they're not, they're found guilty by the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division of violating Title IX.
And
that's the reality.
Yeah,
that's happening right now.
And we need to be clear also that this assault also goes against the church. There's no exemption for religious liberty or religious freedom or religious expression or following the Bible. There's no exemptions for that whatsoever. Churches will be forced to embrace this ideology and this thought process and to not just say, okay, we're not going to bother you, but to say from the pulpits, we are in support of this behavior. There's a website called ExposingSoji123.com. And there's book reviews. And at the very top it says, warning, adults only. Please be advised, this is sexually explicit material not to be viewed by minors under the age of 18 or 21 in some states. Here's the thing to understand. These books are in your school's libraries, in primary grammar school libraries, is where you can find these books. There's one called Gender Queer. I'm telling you, the stuff that is in here, it is cartoon depictions of naked boys having sex. That is what's on these pages. And these books are in your kids' libraries, in your schools, and your children have access to these books. And in some instances, there are teachers that are encouraging your kids to pick up these books and view these pictures. And once they've seen them, Rick, they can't unsee them. You can't unsee this garbage. And if you're a child, it destroys it. The children have an innate conscience and they know what is perverse and what is not. They have a purity, but you can destroy it. And that's what they're doing in our schools. And it's disgusting.
That's correct. And the fact is there is this Title IX, regulation that the Department of Education is in the process of coming out with. This is going to dictate that your schools do exactly that. And so this election, yeah, it matters. You have to get your school board squared away. We have to get the school board squared away. But we also have to win so overwhelmingly at the national that this, when this Title IX regulation comes out, it gets defunded. Let Joe Biden shut down the government because he wants the federal government to dictate that pornography be shoved down our children's throat. Let him do that. I dare him.
Well,
but the key is we have to win overwhelmingly that the Republicans don't bail. That
absolutely.
We don't.
And that's and why that's, we need, you know, yeah, and we got 30 seconds, but that, in this portion of our segment, but that's why I'm giving you the number 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. We have 50 states, not 54, Joe. We have 50 states, okay? And every single senator, 100 of them needs to be called, everyone, and told, vote no on H.R. 5. Vote no. Back with more after this. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. You can find him at limitgov.com, limitgov.com, or getliberty.org, getliberty.org. And also, be sure and get subscribed so you're getting the messages from the Daily Torch. Along with the emails here from ChosenGenerationRadio.com. By the way, once again, just want to encourage you. I've got these books, this book offer from Don Jans, that four books. I'm holding three of them, but there's a total of four books that he's giving away through our program for a donation of $75 or more. Plus, you'll get a Chosen Generation Radio coffee cup, coffee mug sent to you as well. You can make that donation at paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or Cash App is $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or @PastorGregCGR on Venmo, @PastorGregCGR on Venmo. The donations will be greatly appreciated. And if that's too much, just buy me a cup of coffee, would you? $3, $5. Buy Pastor a cup of coffee. And remember to be sure and share the program. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And you can go to the listen area and find us on your favorite podcast as well. We put all of our shows up each day. They're usually up by around noon time, Central Standard Time, roughly noon, 1 o'clock. And you can follow us that way as well. iHeart, iTunes, TuneIn, Spotify, Deezer, Giovanni, variety of ways that you can listen to the program. Okay, Rick Manning is my guest. Rick, we were talking about the issues as it relates to family and just basic moral ideology. I want to transition though and talk a little bit about this diesel fuel shortage issue, and this is a pretty significant concern. And you know, I mean, it seems as though everybody is talking about this. I know you're engaged and have been engaged in the economy, and then also in the whole transportation. You were a part of Trump's transition team. Trucking plays a huge role in our economic health. What are your thoughts on this? What are you hearing?
Well, this has broader implications than just trucking, but I'll deal with the trucking aspect of it.
Okay.
We have a diminishing supply of diesel. We are using more diesel than we are producing out of our refineries, and this is partially a result of increased usage, more trucking. And partially a result of refiners being in kind of the season where they are taking down different refineries for maintenance purposes, and so there's a whole bunch of different variety variables. But the bottom line is, we have since it's been measured in the 1980s, we have fewer gallons of diesel on. And storage than we've ever had in 40 years. That's where we're at. The impact of this is that, that things like backup heating oil and diesel are basically the same thing. Okay. So they're basically the same thing. So you can tell the difference. But they are basically the same thing. You can burn diesel in to do heating oil. There's just no tax and there's not a transfer heating oil. So when we talk about diesel shortage, we're also talking about heating oil shortage. Heating oil shortage where about 5 million homes in the Northeast, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, New York, Connecticut, are in danger of not being able to get heating oil for their homes. And if they get heating oil for their homes, the prices for filling up a 275-gallon tank, which runs for about 2 months, is $1,700. So we're talking extraordinarily high costs and a shortage on top of that. So we have people right now who are trying to prepare for winter, mm-hmm. who are being told you can only buy half what you would normally buy because we don't have it. And it's a, and because of what's going on in Europe and Ukraine and all that, there's a lot of the places we would be importing it from already refined. It's not coming. It's not available. So the Biden policies of trying to strangle out our petroleum industry, strangle out our refining industry,
right.
Strangle out the production of oil, of raw oil.
Right.
Those policies bear bitter fruit, and the bitter fruits, those play on, like our trucks are dependent mm-hmm. upon delivering things with diesel. We face shortages, and when you have shortages, prices go through the roof. And that means your prices are going to go through the roof for the goods that are delivered. That is a massive problem. It's what's happening, and it's not going away.
And this is, like you said, this is a direct result of these policies and their fake climate change agenda.
Yep.
And the efforts. I mean, they've shut down, folks. They've shut down these pipelines. When they shut down these pipelines and they stop the construction on the XL pipeline and so on, now we become dependent. You know, you can read Forbes has an article out. I mean, this is ridiculous. We were importing 700,000 barrels per day of petroleum and petroleum products from Russia. Let's stop for just a minute and think about how absolutely stupid and ridiculous it is, because we weren't doing that under President Trump. We didn't have to.
You weren't. When you have policies designed to make America dependent upon the rest of and upon countries that don't like you very much. And then you go off and you declare economic sanctions against the countries that don't like you very much. Don't expect them not to retaliate with economic sanctions that affect you. And, you know, this is really the first time America is, besides the OPEC oil embargo, where we have been subject to economic sanctions that have a real significant impact on our economy. And It's a direct result of our rolling on our back, putting our paws in the air and saying, do whatever you want. We got a green agenda. We're going to put all our money into renewables that are not resilient, that aren't actually valid means of running an economy. And it's driven the cost of diesel up. It's driven the cost of heating oil up. And the answer is simple. The answer is we have to increase refining capacity in this country. And when the CEO of Chevron says, I don't foresee any new refining capacity, refineries being built in America because America doesn't want them. Well, that's a direct result of the green agenda saying we're going to put you out of business.
Yep.
And so consequently don't refine oil. That is their policy. They own it entirely. And the answer is, once again, November 8th, let's get people in who are going to be for American energy independence, who are setting the budget in this country, setting the priorities in this country, and telling this administration that they have to get back on the energy in the energy production business and the energy refining business.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. It, folks, in our final minute here, but it's so critically important. This election, you know, and I know all elections are important, but this election is really critically important. And the reason why is because the radical left truly has accelerated their agenda. And, you know, you watch them and they are calling every American out. that actually supports the Constitution of the United States, that actually follows and believes in God and family and country. And they're calling every one of us out, Rick. And it's shameful, but we have the ability to stop them right now by casting our votes and coming up this Tuesday. Show up at the polls and make sure you also are asking about your mail-in ballot that they have that you're very clear that you are showing up to vote and that any other attempts to use your name to vote are not legal. All right. Rick Manning has been our guest. Hour number three is straight ahead. We'll have more Chosen Generation Radio coming up. Michael Morris joins me at the top of the hour.